KBBS, 1450 on your AM dial, 103.5 FM, and we're streaming through our website at BighornMountainRadio.com. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me now is Brian Waller with Friends Feeding Friends. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brady.
We appreciate you taking some time today. So, first of all, Friends Feeding Friends, what is that?
Friends Feeding Friends, we are a nonprofit organization. We started in 2018. We send bags of food home to kids on the weekends, and also we've branched out in a lot of ways, but we are also like have snacks at the schools, and so we're doing a lot of things right now.
Okay, and one thing you're doing is a race this Saturday, and the best part about this race is it's not a 5K, it's a 0.5K.
Yes. A 0.5K. It is the race for the rest of us, truly, which means everyone who's not into running, everyone who wants to say, hey, I got a race, and I think I can actually make it to the end. So it's just a fun cause to raise money for the kids here in Johnson County. And we have a donut station halfway, just in case you might not be able to make it all the way. And then we're ending with the Southside Grill. They're going to feed us. We're going to have some live music by Lynn Young. And, drinks on us. And so it should be a fun time.
Southside is delicious, too. Yes. Southside's delicious if you haven't eaten there yet. So the race for the rest of us this Saturday, June the 3rd, and people are going to meet at Crazy Woman Square?
Yes, Crazy Woman Square. We're walking down Angus Street through the park. We're ending up by the pool.
I like how you said walking.
Yeah, or rolling or running your hardest, whatever you need to do.
And so it's going to end at the park shelter there near the pool?
Yes.
Okay. And so what's the cost for this?
The cost is $40 per racer. If you have a couple, we're doing 75, and then it just kind of goes up from there.
Okay. So tell us where all this money goes.
So we spend a lot of money just buying food for the kids. Each week I spend about $1,000 a week, fresh fruit from the grocery store, snacks. And then we also work with the Wyoming Food Bank. They are a big partner with us, and yeah, so it's mostly, it just goes to the kids, so.
And so you mentioned that Johnson County Friends Feeding Friends been around since 2018. Have you been with the program since then?
I have not. I am their first paid employee. I've been working there for 2 years now.
Okay.
So I just became their program coordinator, so I just kind of got bumped up the ladder, and so I'm kind of taking over the baby, and we'll see how it goes, so.
So then you may not know the answer to my next question, which is why I asked the previous one, but do you know what brought about creating Johnson County Friends Feeding Friends?
Yeah, so our board president, Heather Haas, she's a counselor at the school, and everybody knows teachers do a lot, but teachers also feed a lot of kids without, I think, anybody even realizing. And so she was seeing kids come to school and they were hungry. And so they kind of started chatting about it, and it was in her heart, and she got the program started. And so, you know, there's no qualifications. Anyone can get a bag that needs a bag. And, but it's just really cool to see, like, in branching out in the town, I really like meet people. They're like, oh, you're the lady that gives the bags. I'm like, yeah. So
you're the food lady.
Yeah, you're the food lady. Yeah. And everybody always likes the food lady, especially at the high school. They're oh, yeah, there's the snack lady. Yeah. So.
Well, that's awesome. So the race for the rest of us coming up Saturday, it's to benefit Johnson County Friends Feeding Friends. Race starts 4:00 in the afternoon, Crazy Woman Square, downtown Buffalo. Do people need to pre-register, or can they register at the event?
They can pre-register at jc-fff.org, or they can register the day of the race. We're going to have Venmo available. We take cash or checks, so that'll be great. And we do want to shout out our sponsors, because this town is amazing. We'd like to thank A&B Bank, the Double D Ranch, Crazy Woman Liquor, the Vision Center, Bighorn Co-op, Cotant Family Dentistry, KLNA Engineers and Builders, and then those were our top tier sponsors. And so we have more than that, but those are the ones I'll shout on the radio.
And
so
it's awesome to get those sponsors to be able to make programs like this happen.
Oh man, Buffalo's amazing too. So
absolutely. So do you guys take donations if people say they don't get involved in this race, but they want to donate? Can they stop by somewhere, go somewhere and donate?
Yeah, so we're at the basement of the Cotant Family Dentistry building. Anybody, when their doors are open...
Well, then they kind of have to sponsor you, don't they?
you can leave food there if you want to donate food, if you want to donate money. We have an easy donate button on our website. You can go there. You can send a check in the mail. We really don't mind, but yeah, it's so great. So,
and then do you do volunteers for anything that you need to reach out for as well?
Buffalo is like not only amazing for sponsors, but they're also amazing for volunteers. We have volunteers, and I can send out a message and my volunteers will be filled, just like it's just almost immediate. So there's always options. If people want to reach out, I'll try to find a space for you. And we're starting a new summer food program this summer. It's right in the middle of work, so it's not happening yet, but we're hoping by July we got a food van. So we're going to be traveling around Buffalo feeding kids lunch.
Just and handing out food. You see people walking, just throw a bag of food at them.
Well, we're going to try to keep them in the kid range. And so there's just a lot of exciting things in the work for our program. So
very cool.
Yeah.
So people can check it out. Johnson County Friends Feeding Friends. The website is JC-FFF for Johnson County Friends Feeding Friends .org. So that's .org, and then if you do a /race, that'll get you to the registrations. For the Race for the Rest of Us, it's a 0.5K.
Yes, I dare you. Come. I think you'll make it. It'll be a great time, Brady.
And at the 0.25K, you can have donuts.
Yes, donuts, and you can finish it off with an ice-cold beer. So
that is fantastic. Yes. I couldn't imagine a better running race or
yes,
walking race.
Yes.
The 0.5K. I hope more people do this. We are talking with Brian Waller, Friends Feeding Friends. Brian, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Brady.
Absolutely. And everybody keep those radio dials right here. It's KBBS.